Hey, y'all, Tim Miller from the Bulwark. Some crazy shit has been going on Maine with our Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, and I haven't had a chance to get to it on any of the podcasts. And so, you know, I'm going to give you a little weekend enjoyment, if enjoyment is the word, a weekend taste, let's say, of what is happening over at the Pentagon, because, like, it's crazy what our Secretary of Defense is focused on these days. And I want to start with this tweet he sent. It's been getting a lot of attention. The tweet said, "All of Christ for all of life." Okay. Okay. I mean, I respect Pete Hegseth's right to have a religious faith. I do. I think it's a little strange kind of for the Secretary of Defense to be doing that. Like it, posting, you know, kind of Christ maxing, if you will. Your job is to run the military of a country that has separation of church and state, whether people have, you know, diverse views, whether they're members of the military that are dumb to different religions. Anyway, it's a choice, I guess I would say. But it's okay. You know, we'll allow it. It's a free country. Want him to be able to reflect his surely genuine, which we're going to get to, religious views in a second. Interesting thing, though, is the thing that he quote tweeted. And it was a segment on CNN where they interviewed Doug Wilson, who is on a crusade for Christian domination. He's a Christian nationalist. So it's a video of a Christian nationalist. And the Secretary of Defense is approvingly quote tweeting it, "All of Christ for all of life." I mean, it's not him, I guess, saying explicitly, "I think America should be a Christian nationalist nation," but not hard to read between the lines there, I wouldn't think. It's not just that, though. In this church or this interview, I guess Doug Wilson talks about how the 19th Amendment should be repealed and how women should not have the right to vote.
There are some who have gone so far as to say that they want the 19th Amendment repealed.
I would support that. And I'd support it on the basis that the atomization that comes with our current system is not good for humans.
How women should submit to their husbands.
A big focus of his Christian movement is on a patriarchal society where men are dominant and women are expected to submit to their husbands.
Do you see yourself as the head of the household, as the man?
He is the head of our household.
Yes,
and I do submit to him.
Expresses the view that we should vote by household. That view is expressed by you know, one of the members of the church here.
My ideal society, we would vote as households. And I would ordinarily be the one that would cast the vote, but I would cast the vote having discussed it with my household.
You know, presumably the man's vote would get the final say there, since women have to submit to their husband. You know, and this is insane. I mean, Gretchen Carlson, who's on Fox, Christian, not an atheist lib, writes, "As a Christian, this is disgusting. Wake up, America." I've seen several others do that. In this interview, I guess I should just say one other thing. The pastor says, "Women are the kind of people that people come out of."
Women are the kind of people that people come out of.
So you just think they're meant to have babies. That's it. They're just a vessel.
No, it doesn't take any talent to simply reproduce biologically.
Yikes. It takes a little talent, I think. I've never done it. It seems hard, though. And women are the kind of people that people come out of. It's not really kind of a view of honoring the humanity of women and the importance of women to me. So that's where we're at. So Pete Hegseth quote tweeting a video approvingly about a pastor whose church he attends, talking about Christian nationalism, talking about Christian dominion here in America, talking about how women shouldn't have the right to vote and women should submit to their husbands. And that's fucking bonkers. That is bonkers. Like, what? The Secretary of Defense is posting that? I mean, it just kind of like glides on by. It's like, what would be the equivalent of this? I guess it probably wouldn't even be religious. It'd be some woke thing, like the Secretary of Defense of a Democrat, like, I don't know, talking about retweeting the black Israelites or something about like how blacks are the real Jews. I don't even know what it would be. Like, what would be the equivalent of this? I don't, you know, I guess it would be some anti-patriarchy thing, talking about how all men are terrible and women should run everything. Again, even these parallels kind of fall short. It's unimaginable. It's crazy. You would think that in a secular country, and this stuff just glides by, like, where are, like, I would shout out all my bro Manosphere guys. Like, most you guys aren't churchgoers. This is, are you worried about this a little bit? Secretary of Defense? Just doing Christian nationalist stuff? Like, straight up, unapologetic, uncut? Hell yeah, Christian nationalism? Women should submit to their husbands? Ladies, where you at right now? So there's that. I kind of teased earlier. I do have some thoughts about the genuineness, because there's kind of two ways to look at this, right? Our Secretary of Defense, is important to remember, paid a settlement to a woman who accused him of sexual assault. During the time of the assault, Hegseth was hammered at like a function in California, kind of one of these, you know, sort of panel political functions. He's bombed. He's screaming at the hotel front desk person. And then dragging this woman back to our hotel room where he says they had consensual sex. She says he assaulted her. He ended up paying her out of settlement, as I mentioned. At that time, it's just important to say, he's still married to his second wife and his third wife is pregnant. So, like, even if it was a consensual sexual encounter, even in Pete's telling of the story, he's hammered. He is having sex with a married woman in her hotel room while he's married to a second wife, while his third wife is pregnant. By the way, they don't all know. It'd be one thing if it was like he's in a polycule or something. Whatever, that's cool. Not what's happening here. So that doesn't seem like a guy to me that has a lot of genuine, you know, kind of belief in the Christian mores around sexuality. Now, I think he would then say, well, his eyes have been opened. And whatever, Saul falling off the horse. I don't know. Do the evangelicals do that? It might be a Catholic thing. Whatever. You know, he's been born again. And sure, maybe. That could be. He's sober now. The other way to look at it is maybe there's like a consistency there, though, actually, where like back then he was treating women like shit. His second wife, he was treating like shit. The woman that he had sex with at the conference, he was treating like shit. His third wife was pregnant. He was lying to and treating like shit. And he was feeling like it was only his feelings that mattered. And, now he just gets to be in a church that thinks that he's that of the household and that the ladies should submit to him. So maybe it wasn't really that big of a jump. One thought. So there you go. He's doing that. We've got our Christian nationalist posting, Jesus maxing Secretary of Defense. Meanwhile, also is just boom, loving the Confederacy.
The Reconciliation Monument. It has been returned to Arlington National Cemetery following its removal in 2023. This is a Confederate monument.
We're putting statues back. We're putting paintings back. We're recognizing our history. We're restoring the names of bases as we've done across the country because we're proud of our history.
I don't know. Can I just say, like, even if these were all the good opinions, which they're not, like, shouldn't the Secretary of Defense be, I don't know, doing some military stuff? Like, we're sending weapons to Israel. They're talking about occupying Gaza now. We have a big summit, apparently, with Putin next week with regards to the war in Ukraine. Discussed with Ann Applebaum. There's civil war happening in Sudan right now. There was recently some India-Pakistan tensions. Shouldn't your eye be on the ball a little bit? Anyway, here's what he was doing. He's on Fox. Is this yesterday? Yesterday. With Will Cain. And he's talking about how he wanted to put the Confederate monument back up in Arlington Cemetery. We recognize our history. We're proud of our history. One kind of thing to note about that, if you knew anything about history, is that was the site of Robert E. Lee's house. And like we, and the union turned it into a cemetery as a fuck you. And so anyway, why do we need to do this? Why do we're going to reanimate the Confederates once again, you know? It's like they were traitors, they got their ass kicked, and we had a lost cause where people were like, we got to put up the statues to the traitors so we don't feel bad about our racist selves. And then 100 years later, some people come around and say, you know, maybe we should take the statues of the traitors down. And now our secondary defense in the middle of multiple wars is like, no, you know what we're going to do is we're going to do a program where we put the traitors' statues back up because we love our history. And I'm going to go on TV and put on a lot of makeup and a lot of hair gel. And I'm going to talk to Will Cain about that because that is how I should be spending my day. Okay. It's an interesting priority. It's not my priority. All of Christ for all of life. It's really something. It's really quite crazy that that is what the Secretary of Defense is doing. So anyway, that's it. We got to the trans man. He's also, you know, we're reanimating the Confederates. We want statues of the Confederates. We want to honor the traitors and the patriots who patriot war fighters who volunteered for our military, but who are trans, kicking them out, not giving them retirement. So those are the priorities for Pete Hegseth. That's what we got. I'll keep you posted on what's happening over there at DOD with Pete, and subscribe to this feed. Are you getting this kind of material anywhere else? I don't think so. So do it. Tell your friends. We'll be talking to you soon. Peace.